Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Aaron Richards, Executive Director here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of your hosts of Beyond Damascus here on St. Gabriel Radio. And today we're reflecting on a gospel reading from John's Gospel, chapter 4. Before we jump in, I've got a question for us. Is there any such thing as a mediocre miracle? Because that's sort of how we start today's story. In fact, today's gospel reading kind of begins, I don't know, you could say with a version of Jesus's travel itinerary, right? Here we go, John chapter 4, verse 43. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had all seen what he had done in Jerusalem at a feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water into wine. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 lines about Jesus's travel habits, okay? What does this say to us? I think it says that people had gotten used to seeing him. People had become routine seeing Jesus about and preaching and working his miracles. And the reality is he had been around a time or two. The gospel continues. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." A little different phraseology from the other times that he's said words like that. Sometimes it's seemed almost as if those words were a condemnation. But today, those words are actually accompanied with a miraculous declaration. The royal official says to Jesus, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And Jesus says to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus had said to him and left. And when the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them, and when he began to recover, they told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 in the afternoon." The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. So once again, we've got a routine start to today's gospel. We've got Jesus's travel plans. And then ultimately we get to this moment where we have to ask ourselves, what's the relationship in our lives between routine and encounter? Because as these verses start, I believe that Jesus's relationship to the people is sort of being established at this point as routine. Okay? And let's just look at our own lives. In our own lives and experience, oftentimes we get into the routine of normal Christian life. And oftentimes, routine and intimate, powerful encounter with Jesus seem to be at odds. When something becomes normal to us, it begins to lose the value that maybe it once held. That's the purpose of the work we do at Damascus. It's to create opportunities so that people can step out of the routine and into something new in their life. Here's the truth of our current situation in our world. Our routine has been turned on its head. You know, the reality is that while it may be possible regularly to go to daily mass week after, or Sunday mass week after week, it's not right now, right? It may be possible to go through the motions of daily life on a normal day. Today, friends, is not a normal day. We've got an invitation as the Lord has broken us from routine to allow ourselves to be moved even in the normal occurrences. It is possible to go to Mass every Sunday and experience something new, to open the Scripture daily and experience a life-changing encounter, to pray for our miracle and to see God show up. He's nothing if not true to himself. God loves to adopt a relationship with us where he stretches us and he fills us. Oftentimes we like to be filled, but we don't like to be stretched. I pray today, Jesus, that you would come and you would stretch us and you would fill us. Lord, stretch us and fill us, even when it's uncomfortable, God. Stretch us and fill us. Once again, this has been a gospel reflection on John chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. Once again, I'm Aaron Richards, a missionary at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless. Have a great day.